cotton candy. It's bright pink color and used to dye textiles, cosmetics, and inks. The chemical's also banned in California and the European Union. You know, after years of going to the carnival and eating cotton candy, now they tell us, right? It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump holds the first cabinet meeting of his new tenure today, and Elon Musk is expected to be at the table as Doge gets ready for a second round of large-scale firings at government agencies. CBS News has learned the administration intends to outline the plan in the coming days. Randy Irwin heads a union that represents 110,000 federal workers.
Oh, we are absolutely in a crisis mode. They've created a toxic work environment, and nobody wants to work under those conditions. It's not worth it. They don't pay federal employees enough to put up with this garbage.
Republicans in the House have passed a budget framework for the president's agenda. Speaker Mike Johnson.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate warns that if it wins final approval,
the Republican bill could cut $880 billion in just Medicaid alone, throwing 80 million Americans, kids, veterans, the elderly.
The Supreme Court hears a case today involving a state worker in Ohio who says she was demoted because she's heterosexual. CBS's Jan Crawford spoke with Marlene Ames.
Just a few days after she got her 30-year service pin, Ames found out instead of a promotion, she was being demoted to a secretary.
It was humiliating going to work every day.
The colleague who replaced her was gay, and shortly afterward, the promotion went to a woman who also was gay.
Collision avoided on the runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. The Southwest plane abruptly pulled back up as it was coming in for a landing to avoid a business jet taxiing across the runway.
See, hold right there, sir. Don't move. Hold this.
Air traffic control had cleared the small flex jet to cross one runway but stop at another. The FAA says it went ahead anyway. An update on Pope Francis' condition.
Vatican officials say Pope Francis had a quiet night and is resting this morning. But doctors warn that the 88-year-old pontiff remains in critical condition with double pneumonia and a complex lung infection. They're awaiting the results of a CT scan later today. Francis has been in the Rome hospital 13 days now, the longest hospital stay of his papacy. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Piece of Oscars history is gone. Just learning the Steinway piano Lady Gaga played when she and Bradley Cooper sang their song From a Star is Born at the 2019 Academy Awards was destroyed in last month's wildfires. It was sold to a classically trained pianist whose home was burned down in California's Eaton Fire. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Twin Disc's former headquarters in Racine is back on the market. The asking price is now at $3.4 million after a previous redevelopment deal fell through. The 7-acre campus has been vacant since early 2023 when Twin Disc moved those operations to Milwaukee. Kenosha authorities are investigating a death after a body was removed from a home on 14th Avenue near 48th Street. That was just after midnight. Fire crews had been at the scene prior to the discovery. Details remain few at the moment. 41-year-old Justin Tursic has been bound over for trial in Kenosha for the alleged stabbing of a homeowner and his dog February 3rd. Tursic remains in custody on a $1.5 million bond. His next court date is set for March 13th. The Kenosha-based Mahone Foundation is expanding its CEO College Scholarship Program to include Racine High Schools this year. Students from both Racine and Kenosha have until March 22nd to apply for the scholarships. Nearly 400 of them have been awarded over the past 25 years. You can get a link with more at racinecountyi.com. And 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were terminated. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The union repping the employees says they'll sue over the firings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42 on Friday. Partly cloudy but breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
What are we doing with our old people? We should be protecting our old people. Why are we telling our old people they can do more things the older they get? That's not how it works. You don't add things to your bucket list after 70. Anything you don't do by 70, you don't have to do. My mother watches TV. She gets these ideas seeing all these active old people, and she comes back. Well, your father and I are going to start to travel. Yeah. Your dad and I are going to hit the road. Time to start traveling. No. You're scared of stairs. This isn't the time to backpack through Europe. Your ankles are made of popsicle sticks. It takes Dad 3 tries to get up the ramp at Starbucks, just gaining momentum till he eventually bursts through the door and forgets where he is. Starts cursing out the barista because his car's not ready.
With the Beach Boys, Surfing USA, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. So the 75-year-old guy in Florida was in the hospital, and he felt like the nurses were ignoring him. He wasn't getting enough attention. So get this, he lit his hospital bed on fire to get their attention. Luckily, no one was hurt at all. He was arrested for felony arson, and yep, he got their attention, all right. It's 8:09. Hey, guess what we've got coming up in just a few minutes here? We're going to give away some more Gabriel Iglesias tickets. He's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. You want to win a pair of tickets? We're going to give some away in just a few moments at WRJM Local News Timeless Hits, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM with the OJs. And here they are.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Baby, 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 don't leave me. Oh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning yearning, feeling inside me. Deep inside me, and it hurts so bad.
down to us, Supremes. Where did our love go? It's 8:15, local news. Time to hit WRJN. Time to give away some tickets. I love giving stuff away, especially when I don't have to pay for it. This morning, I've got tickets for the Fluffy Guy. Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th. One of America's most successful stand-up comics and popular, not only on stage, but social media, too. YouTube, Netflix, and Nickelodeon. I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now. If you want to go see Gabriel Iglesias, funny guy, taking the stage at the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 7th. You want to go? Got a pair of tickets waiting for you. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with me, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll say it slowly, 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name?
Philip.
Philip. Hi, Philip. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Okay, Philip.
Yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I'm playing records for a living. That's great. I mean, really, what do I do? I'm not doing backbreaking work. Okay, Philip, Friday, August 7th at the Wisconsin State Fair, Gabriel Iglesias is going to be there, and you're going to be there too, right?
You better.
All right.
That sounds like a good idea.
What town are you calling from?
Kenosha.
Okay, hold on the line, Philip. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. Stay right there. I'm going to get some information from you. We've got more tickets to give away tomorrow right here at WRJN. So if you didn't win tickets yet, you can still win tomorrow. Maybe sit next to Philip and his partner there, whoever he's bringing with him at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's 8:16. It is time for the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO's new show, The Pit, appears to be a big hit. Even Stephen King took to social media to profess his passion for the show. Michael Crichton's widow, Sherry, is suing the show, saying it is a ripoff of the Crichton-created ER, a highly rated show from the 1990s starring George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Wiley is also one of the stars of Pit, and ER executive producer John Wells is a creative force behind the show. They've both been named in the lawsuit. If you're sitting around wondering when the Wayans brothers will grace the silver screen together again, I feel sad for you. Marlon and Sean Wayans have announced that the two will star in White Chicks 2. Most of you probably remember the first White Chicks as a movie you wanted to avoid at all costs. Critics thought so too, as the film pulled only a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. But there were people who couldn't get to the theater and empty their pockets fast enough. Enough people did, because White Chicks had a successful run as it pulled in over $100 million. 21 years later, an unholy sequel is about to be born. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm, comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream has you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs and gourmet pretzel dogs, every bite is pure satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, a survey over 1,000 hiring managers found there are things that can instantly destroy your chances of a job interview, even if you have a great resume. Here they are, being caught in a lie, answering a phone call or text message during the interview. Do people really do that? Being arrogant or acting like you're entitled, swearing, dressing inappropriately, or bad-mouthing your ex-boss or a former company you worked for. I know sometimes it's kind of difficult to avoid that, but you want the job? Don't do it. 823, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got the Bee Gees here on a rainy day. It's 37 degrees at Radio Park, looking for rain with a high near 41 today. I've got to get a message to you.
The preacher talked to me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life. No time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold out, hold out. One more hour and my life will be through.
You know, I think A Hard Day's Night is going to be on Turner Classic Movies this week or coming up in the month, next month. It's I saw on the schedule. It's coming up sometime. Do you know, in that movie, A Hard Day's Night, it's all about the Beatles. You know that. You know they never once mention the name the Beatles. You see it, you know, on their drum set, but never once do they mention the name the Beatles in that movie. Wonder why. Or it just happened like that. All right. A survey asked people if they lie on a regular basis. Let's find out. 4 out of 10 people said, yes, they do. The survey also found 48% would keep money someone left behind at an ATM. 33% would keep a gadget or lost item they found on a bus and not look for the owner. Man. I always try to, if I see something lost, I try to find the owner. I don't try to keep it or I turn it in. I found a wallet in front of the building here. This is last year. I'm coming in at 5:30 in the morning. I found a wallet with credit cards laying right on the ground in front of our radio station. I brought it down to the police station. What dress was in there, so let the police deal with it. But I wouldn't keep that. It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's see what's going on. Here's Stuart with some local news for us this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Investigators in Kenosha started the day looking into a death. We're working on learning more, but at this point, the medical examiner in Kenosha County was seen assisting with the removal of a body from a home on 14th Avenue near 48th. That was just after midnight. Prior to the discovery, fire crews had been at the home. Details are few at the moment. 2 years after an attempt at a redevelopment, Twin Disc's former headquarters is again up for sale. A new listing has the historic 7-acre campus on sale at $3.4 million. The property's been vacant since Twin Disc relocated to Milwaukee in early 2023. The renewed effort comes after a previous deal to transform the property didn't work out. Police in Franklin say there's no threat to the public after two people were found shot in a home last night. A 66-year-old woman and a 65-year-old man were found inside of a home on Drake Lane. Both victims had been shot. The discovery was made after police were called to a report of a person seen on the ground inside the home. The victims have not yet been identified. Again, police say there's no threat to the public and that an investigation is ongoing. Before, only Red Devils and Trojans were eligible. Now, Eagles, Rebels, and Panthers are included. The Kenosha-based Mahone Foundation is expanding its CEO College Scholarship Program this year to include Racine High Schools. The foundation has been handing out the awards for 25 years, with nearly 400 scholarships given out so far. Interested students from both Kenosha and Racine have until the end of March to submit an application. You can read more and get a link at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42 on Friday. Partly cloudy but breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I rented a car this week, and they pushed that insurance on you on the cars. You know, for $9 extra, we can give you the insurance, and that way you have total coverage just in case you total the car. I said, I don't want insurance. I got insurance, and with Farmers, it's great insurance. They go, yeah, but what kind of coverage do you have? Because with this, you could kill somebody. I said, yeah, can I start with you? So I said, I don't want it. He said, it's just $9 a day. I said, okay, I'll take the insurance for $9 a day. I gave him the $9, got the Ford Escort, and my friend and I went four-wheeling with this car all afternoon. Hit a couple of cactuses. I threw a cinder block through the back window. I tore the door handles off, broke the car antenna off, poked a couple of holes in the gas tank with an ice pick, and then I took it back and I said, am I glad you talked me into that $9 thing?
afraid of pain. It's 8:35. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, since the pandemic, a lot of people started working from home, and some don't want to go to work in the office anymore. They still want to work at home. So, what would get you more excited to get back to the office with the smell of Indian sandalwood wafting through the air? Well, the Wall Street Journal did a report, and it says some employers are now pumping fragrances into the workplace to improve workers' moods and woo them back into the office by making an environment that smells amazing. Now, if you want to woo me back into the office, I want to hear the smell of I want the smell of fresh baked pizza, maybe the smell of sizzling steak. That would get me back, not sandalwood. It's 836 WRJN Local News Timeless Hits with Glenn Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
You're always something special to me.
Molly's Carrie Ann, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, 50% of people say their appearance defines their identity. 64% say the first thing they notice about someone is how attractive they are. 61% think their lives would be better if they were more attractive. Yeah, back in high school, that would have helped, yeah. Looking for rain today with High Near 41. Now it's just cloudy, 39 degrees right here at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We do not recommend this, but we did find a story about a woman who got revenge on her coworkers who kept stealing her lunch out of the company refrigerator. She bought buffalo wings covered in hot sauce at, and get this, 7,476 times spicier than Tabasco sauce. Then she put them in the fridge. One of the guys at the office wound up getting violently ill. No one has touched her lunch since. Do not do that. That is not a good way to do it. But she stopped people stealing her lunch. They'll never do it again. Do not do anything like that. I guess the best thing to do is keep an eye on the fridge and see who's eating your lunch. That could be the best way to do it. It's 8:46, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Well, fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
If you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, you gotta stop at O&H Danish Bakery and pick up their King Cake Kringle. O&H's special cream cheesecake kringle is all dressed up and decorated with Mardi Gras colors. And while supplies last, it includes 3 strands of Mardi Gras beads, so do stop by. While there, be sure to pre-order your Fat Tuesday Punchkies, the best punchkies on the planet. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1- and 2-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Hey, hungry? Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm, comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream have you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs to gourmet pretzel dogs. Every bite is pure satisfaction. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for $10. Now, let me see here. $10. I think that's half price, right? $20 worth of gift certificates for $10. Yeah, I think that's half price. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. Yummy.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Timeless at the Pop is 8:52. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain today with a high near 41. Cloudy, chance of rain tonight. Lows 33. Cloudy with a high near 42 tomorrow. Right now it's just cloudy and 39 degrees here at Radio Park. So this guy, wrongly accused of murder, got released from prison in Hawaii after 30 years behind bars. He said the one thing he found was so weird when he got out was everybody looking at their cell phones all the time. He had never seen that before because we went into prison. There were no cell phones, none of these smartphones. Now everybody's staring at them. He found that really weird. So if you went back 30 years and then came here, you know, brand new, you didn't know what went on in the past 30 years, what would you find weird? I think that would be one of them. Plus all the streaming services. They didn't happen 30 years ago. I mean, all this stuff going on, and it's like being popped into the future. That's what happened to this poor guy. I feel bad he was wrongly accused and spent 30 years in prison. All right, we've got the Grassroots. Now, you know who was a member of the Grassroots? Do you remember Creed Bratton on the TV show The Office? Remember he was the weird guy on The Office for 9 seasons? Yeah, he was one of the original members of the Grassroots. I'd wait a million years at WRJM.
All of the lonely nights waiting.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
People.
Drive. Can't you see? She's mine. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Once again, we have more Gabriel Iglesias tickets to give away to his performance at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up on Friday, August 7th. You can win a pair. Hey, coming up next, it's Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum, Kurt Bowman at 2 and Chris Morrow at 6. All right here at WRJN with every mother's son.
She sits on the dock of fishing in the water, uh-huh. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day,
CBS News.